I got introduced into the Iditarod when I first moved here in 2006. A friend of mine took me downtown to see the ceremonial start, and I was sort of hooked. But at the time, I was working so many jobs that I could not volunteer. But about 6 to 7 years ago, I started volunteering for it in communications and statistics, and here in the warehouse doing the mushers food and dog drop, and then packaging, obviously, for the checkpoints. And finally paid my dues, and now I very happily get sent out to the different checkpoints. I'm going to Galena this year. I've been to ANVIC, Safety, and when I was a non-volunteer, I was at Unalakleet and McGrath just helping out because I was able to get out there. I am here helping out today. And still involved with the Iditarod just because it's such an incredible race, I guess, such an event. I can't imagine what the mushers and the dogs go through out in the bush. I just think it's absolutely remarkable. And I want to do everything that I can just to help make their lives easier when they come into the checkpoints. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2 years ago when I was the lead out in Safety, and Mr. Lanier had that episode out in that, I think they called it the blowhole, where he got stuck in a storm, and he was rescued and brought into the safety checkpoint. And everything that went on to support him was just amazing. And it was, in my memory forever. What I know for sure in life is that I think this race is a good example of how people have to consistently and constantly help each other out and just show kindness.